No consensus on Lisa Brady, Fox News. That bottom line at the White House after a report, the U.S. Energy Department now agrees with the FBI that the COVID pandemic most likely began with a lab leak.
There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started. There is just not an intelligence community consensus.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby moments ago also saying a whole of government effort on finding the COVID origins ordered by President Biden continues. And he says the president believes that's important to prevent a future pandemic. Several House committees are also investigating. The Chinese government has accused the U.S. of smearing China. And a spokesperson says people should stop rehashing the lab leak narrative, suggesting it politicizes the issue. The U.S. is condemning the latest violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Kirby saying citizens cannot take the law into their own hands. This after a Palestinian gunman opened fire on two vehicles, killing an Israeli motorist after a rampage by Israeli settlers in a Palestinian town where two Israeli brothers had been killed yesterday. A former South Carolina attorney accused of killing his wife and son faces more legal trouble in the middle of his murder trial.
This new charge came after Alec Murdaugh testified on Friday. Authorities releasing few details, but Fox Carolina in Greenville, South Carolina, reports the charges possession of jailhouse contraband that stems from a book the defendant's sister passed to him in the courtroom earlier on in the trial.
Fox's Jonathan Sary, the defense, is expected to rest this afternoon after calling three more witnesses and trying to cast doubt on the crime scene investigation, including the method used by the coroner to estimate time of death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A U.S. Senate seat is about to be open in a swing state, and a Democratic congresswoman in a swing district says she's going for it.
Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow said she would not run for another term next year. Now, Democratic Congresswoman and former CIA analyst Alyssa Slotkin says she will run for the seat. Slotkin turned red district blue in 2018, kept the seat in 2020, and then when she ran in another adjacent swing district last year, she won by 5 points. Slotkin released a 3-minute video announcing her Senate bid Monday.
We need a new generation of leaders that thinks differently, works harder, and never forgets that we are public servants.
There are no other announced Democratic candidates yet, and while the National Republican Senatorial Committee has said they would target the seat, there is no named GOP candidate yet. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A man convicted of mail bombings in North Carolina's capital city nearly three decades ago is resentenced to more prison time. Prosecutors say Stefan Bullish should stay behind bars for another 10 years. The 1995 bombing severely injured his then wife and damaged the building where she worked for a phone company. It's takeout only for anyone under age 16 at a Chick-fil-A restaurant in suburban Philadelphia, the Royersford location, banning unaccompanied minors from dining in after problems with rowdiness, vandalism, and disrespect.
The store's Facebook post explains, while we love being a community restaurant, some issues need to be addressed. Loud conversations with a lot of explicit language, cursing and mocking staff, stealing decor, Management apologizes to the well-behaved teens and says, parents, we're not blaming you. Children and teens are learning to navigate the world free from supervision. We simply can't let them push those boundaries anymore at our restaurant. We encourage you to talk to your children.
Fox's Therese Crowley. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks holding on to some gains. Right now, the Dow is up about 79 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.